This is RSBNB Update, episode number 4, recorded July 3rd, 2005. Hey everyone, welcome to RSBNB Update. I'm Shane1288. I'm here filling in for Pika today and doing my normal duties as Pika is away in California on holidays. This week's update show will follow the same format as all the other previous shows, consisting of discussion of the RuneScape updates, RSBNB matters. But one main feature of today is it's going to be a majority of the show is going to be for questions that you guys have sent in. So I will get started now with this week's RuneScape updates. This week a quest was released called Recruitment Drive. The quest was a fun quest. It was one of the better ones that I've done in a long time, even though it was a bit challenging on the mind to do. It was dealt heavily with logic puzzles and whatnot. But it involved chemistry, classic chicken fox grain problem, simple math problem, stuff like that. The quest was took me about an hour to complete because of these. But it states that you have to kill a level 20 enemy without any weapons or armor, which is really, really simple, even though with the hidden secret on how to do that. We have the quest guide from RuneHQ for that quest. That quest was probably one of the ones that most people will need a guide for. So, if you have some time and you haven't done the quest yet this week, or tonight, if you are listening to this tonight before this week's update, maybe you'd want to do that quest if you have not already done it. One of the rewards from this quest is the ability to change the spawn point after you die from Lumbridge to Falador, which I think is a good idea because Falador is a much nicer city to spawn back in because you because there's more amenities there. Like, there's not even a bank in Lumbridge, so I think that's a good reason. At least one of the main reasons why I always would choose now to respawn in Falador compared to Lumbridge. The other updates also for this quest there on the chemistry puzzle, there was this compound known as nitrous oxide, which is used in dentist offices. It's known as laughing gas. There was no real point to have this on this quest except to have a good laugh after you're before you're done in that room to realize how simple it is. It's just pure common sense on how to do that. Anyways, one of the other updates from this week was that the stripe on the trimmed armor skirts was put back, because before we mentioned last week that there was no more trim on a piece of trimmed armor, which was upsetting people, or it was only on trimmed skirts, so it was upsetting people with trimmed skirts, but they've fixed that now, so good for you, JagX. And then, other update this week is that contortion bars no longer will lower agility in the Rogue's Den if another player was using them while you wanted to go through them. Probably just a little simple bug. I never even noticed that when I was there last week. Also, another bug fix in Castle Wars, it says that players who had a binding spell cast upon them were able to move before, or were able to escape by using stepping stones before. That has been fixed now, so yay for that. Now, I will go into RSBNB matters. The equipment calculator is coming along nicely. Mike is working on that right now as we speak, I believe. It should be released sometime this week. And we're also getting ready for the anticipated release of farming this time this month. I'm recording this as of Sunday night, 7 p.m. my time. So, if you're listening to this and Farming does indeed come out tomorrow, then well, you know that. You know why I was mentioning when it will come out. Also, I myself am working on the task of equipping the person, item, and monster databases from RuneHQ and getting those to update automatically. And this work is coming slowly, but the databases from RuneHQ will be up sometime this week as well. That about closes it for the discussion of RuneScape updates and RSBNB matters. Now it is time for questions. This week's show is going to be an all-question show primarily, so I will begin right now. First question is a question from Enkidutorix. It says, what do you think about clans in RuneScape and why aren't you in one? Well, clans are something that exist in all games. I've been in clans before on other games, and they never really worked out for me. Whenever I would leave a clan or whatever, the clan would die. So clans aren't for me. So there's your answer to that one, Enkidutorix. The next question is from Trekkie. How do you think farming will be when it comes out? Well, nobody really knows what it's going to be like, but I'm betting that there's going to be some benefit to it. Maybe it would benefit the herb lore skill or something, like the ability to make your own herbs. But everybody, I thought when Slayer first came out, there would be no point to it. But until somebody actually got 85 Slayer, we realized that it was a good skill to have. The people who got 85 Slayer first made tons of money from selling the whips in the malls. So maybe farming won't be like that. If it is, that would be good. The next question comes from Goncha. Is there any plans for RSBNB clan, and if there isn't, why not? This idea was put up earlier, a few months ago. The idea was a good idea, but we decided that it wasn't the right time yet. And it might happen in the future, we don't know yet. But if it does happen, there would likely be requirements to it so that the clan is good and not just a bunch of low-level people running around trying to kill people in the wilderness. The next question from Kala is a question that parallels with killing people. It says, which combat style is most effective during PKing, and what is the most worthwhile one to train? Well, this can be answered in a majority of ways. It's mainly personal preference of which one that you like. We know that a few months ago they did a magic enhancements like the teleblock spell that increased the mage power in the wild. Before that, the wild was dominated primarily by rangers. So right now I'd have to say either high range or high magic would probably be the best way to go, but both will get you good PKing stats. I have another question here. I have a whole list of questions, rather, from Enkidutorix that I will ask and answer right now. First question is, would you think that RuneScape is still fun even if you had all the skills to 99 and all the possible items in the game? Well, I'd say yes, because they'll be coming out with new quests and everything like that, and you'll be able to just enjoy yourself doing the fun stuff of RuneScape with all of the 99 skills, and you'd be able to make everything for yourself. Okay, now, next question from Enkidutorix is, what is your favorite RuneScape outfit? Well, the outfit that I wear most time is a black beret with a priest gown and a bald head. Do you think the new option where you choose to respawn when you die, to choose where you respawn when you die, is useful? Yes. The next question from NKG Torx is about inflation in the marketplace. Inflation is something, or I'll define inflation for those of you guys who do not know what it is. Inflation is when prices are raised beyond what they should be. Main inflation, or the main area where people say inflation is in RuneScape, is in the area of the rares, like the party hats and whatnot. I think it's perfectly acceptable, because those items are you're not able to find them anymore. So, high prices is to be expected. It's the ratio of supply and demand. Supply and demand is what drives the market, unless it's a communist country, which the RuneScape economy is not communist. So, inflation can be expected in a market system, free enterprise system like RuneScape. The next question is also from NKG Torx. It's a question regarding Pika, who is not here today. I actually had a chance to speak with him earlier on MSN and asked him this question and got his answer to it. The question was, does Pika like Pokemon? Well, he said no. He said everybody liked it when they were like 8 or whatever, or whenever Pokemon was popular. Back a few years back, or more than a few years back, I guess. But his real answer was, no, I'm all grown up now. And now, I have questions from Lance.
Number one, I was told by a medium level player that wearing no armor when mining will help you get ore better. Is this a myth?
Regarding the first question from Lance, I have not heard of any rumor like that before, or I haven't tried it, but I don't think it would affect it in any way of whether or not you're wearing armor or not, so I'd say that's just a myth.
Number two. What is the funniest thing that a new player asked or has said that you heard?
Regarding the second question of what a noob has, the funniest thing a noob has ever said to you, there's a whole list of this stuff on the forums. I'll post the topic in this, in the notes for this show, but I'll just give you an example here. This one's posted by Dan. Here's one of the posts. Here's what it says. I have a level 150 friend, or the noob said, I have a level 150 friend, don't kill me or he'll kill you. Then another one is, a noob saw a girl wearing a full Varrock and said, nice bra, how do I get one? These are just some of the things that have happened and that have been funny. I'll be sure to post this link.
Is there any plans to update the report abuse button for Rule 13 or a way to report it yet?
Regarding Lance's third question of when the report page will be updated. Well, the answer is I really don't know. But they should update that because they have this new rule about asking for personal details, but there is nothing about personal details. So they really should add that in. Also for Rule 14, I just think if they added those, a lot of more people would be happy. And now, Lance has a rant that he wants to tell you guys all.
People, don't fool around with the mods. I've seen a few people, after being warned, refusing to understand the rules or argue with a clear rule. Now for my final rant. Please stop bumping 2 week to 1 month old topics. They died for a reason. If you really must make a post on a dead topic, please search and read to see what has been said. If it's a well-answered question, or it has no worth making a new post over, don't say it.
Okay, that pretty much sums up the questions part of the show. Now I'll go into what I've been doing on RuneScape. I've been basically buying runes, chaos runes, that is, and using those to train my magic for Crumble Undead, or with Crumble Undead. I want to get 85 magic. So that's what I've been up to. So if anyone wants to buy any herbs from me, like hair lather or something like that, or also if you want to sell me any chaos runes, please let me know. I could really use them. I need about 35,000 more. So that's that. And Pika isn't here because he's in California this week, but he will be back next week. Well, I think that pretty much sums this episode up. I will let everybody get back to doing what they were doing, and I will hope to have you guys tune in next week. Remember to send in questions. You can send them to questions@rsbnb.com as a WAV or MP3 file. Please try to keep it under 30 seconds. Also, you can post in the forums when the promo for this week, for the next week's episode is released. There will be a topic for questions on that week's show. So, later, guys. Is that him?
This is retarded.